This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Because when you're part of the solution, when you're informed, everything is so much better. MyPillow.com. It's like if I do that, just slide right into it. It does, it gets better. You guys get informed. I've gotten emails from some of you telling me how you won an argument, thankfully, because of something you heard on my show. And I think that's great. But you got to get informed to make it happen, all right? MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you 30 to 70% off of anything that he's got up there. Yeah, and constant. I mean, the promos and what have you, they're constantly changing. That's why I say it's between 30 and 70% off. It just depends on what product you're buying. We've got the pillows. We love them. We've got the pillowcases. We love them, too. We have the sheets. We have the towels. Love all them. I'm not just saying that like Hollywood huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy. You can tell the difference. And if you use promo code Joe, you're going to save a boatload of money. I'm going to make a few bucks. Mike will get a few bucks. And on top of all of that, it'll make it, you know what, Mike fights for the same things that we fight for. He fights against the same things that we fight against. So why not? Why give the money to a Chinese company who hates your guts, can't stand you? Okay? I mean, really. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want more information, you want to find out what's going on, you want to check out the show. And I think I'm not sure, I have to check, but I even think we have a link to MyPillow. All right, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Christmas is around the corner. Do not wait, right, for the Friday before Christmas to go, oh my God, can we get it time? Don't do that. Anyway, when Pillow comes on, we're going to talk about the IRS, where they're at, what they're doing. You know, some of the things they're going to use to come after you. Because I don't see anything changing with them. They're not going to make life any easy for you. I know some of you think that they've got a heart. They don't. Now, I'm not talking about the agents, so don't go writing me nasty letters about the agents. All right? But they're not there to make sure they don't hurt you financially. Okay? It's just amazing. Anyway. I don't want to do this story now. I'm going to wait till later. There are so many things coming up. There's so many things happening around you that you're not aware of. I'm not calling you ignorant or stupid or anything along those lines. You're just not aware of them. This stuff happens so fast, it is hard for me to keep up with. Right? I mean, it's that simple. And part of it is they know it. They know that you, to use an old term, they know you can't drink from a fire hose. That simple. And you can't. That's why I say to you, find the one thing. Find that one thing that you how would I say it? That you've got a heart for. That you've got a real passion for. Once you do that, then sink your teeth into it. Learn all you can about it. Be able to push back on people. With real facts. And you will, I'm telling you, you'll make a difference. You will make a big difference. 855. I want to do some of these stories later. I mean, somebody just sent me one that I've been thinking about doing for a while. You've got more and more stories hitting about God and quote-unquote religion. I hate the term religion, but I'll use it because it's well understood. But, you know, we're seeing these stories like 21 reasons why you should think twice about raising your child in a religion. I would never raise my child in a religion. I'd only raise him in a relationship. And you know what that means. Right? You've got 18 reasons why the Bible is bad and wrong to teach your children. I mean, look at all this stuff they're coming out with. I was looking at an article the other day, the dark side of people you hold up as heroes. And in it was Mother Teresa. And what I think is really funny is you sit here and you go, okay, maybe she did have a dark side. Isn't it interesting those people who are calling out those kind of things do absolutely nothing for society? Nothing. They do nothing, but they think by hunting down and finding something that somebody did wrong a year ago or 20 years ago makes them a warrior of some kind. Right? You got to sit there and scratch your head and go, my God, you know, seriously. This is it? This is all you got? Just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God bless. It's just so much going on. Well, Vivek Ramaswamy's a national political director. He's resigned. Guess where he popped up? Yeah, he's part of Trump's team now. Right? Swetson will be working with Trump's campaign senior advisor, Susie Wiles, in the upper ranks of the re-election effort. Now, it's a blow to Ramaswamy, who soared to prominence over the summer. But he's struggling to maintain his momentum. He's struggling to hold on to 5%. Are you shocked? I'm not. Anyway, I don't dislike the guy, but I'm not shocked. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Learn about the IRS.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I very much enjoy when you send me emails or even just a message through the message room on during the show itself, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, I always tell you, don't listen to me. I'm the guy with the mic. It doesn't mean I'm an expert. It just means I have a mic, all right? Really that simple. And I bring on the experts. They do have the clue. Listen to them. I have the same issues that you have, that everybody else has, and I have to go to the experts to find out, to make sure that I know what I'm doing. I don't do anything stupid. That's why I bring on guys like Dan Pillow. Dan Pillow is the tax man. And one of the things that turned me on to him earlier was right here on this network, I kept hearing his commercials. And he had the only commercial that didn't say, you know, the IRS, oh my God, you get those notices? The IRS is going to come and they're going to take your dog, your wife, your kids, your house, your business, your G.I. Joes, all of that. there was no fear there. It was just a matter of saying, look, it's not the final decision. No, whatever you see on there, we can work it through. You can work with them. And it made a whole difference in hearing him say that as to how the first approach was with the IRS. And Dan, I think I've told you that before. It's always what I appreciate about you. You're not that fear-monger guy. Like, you've got to call me now. Here's a toll-free number. We got to get you out of trouble before they put you in jail.
Well, it's important to understand, Joe, that there's always hope. I don't care what kind of a problem you got or how long you've had the problem. There's no such thing as a hopeless case. There's always a way to solve the problem. The thing is, you got to get aggressive about dealing with it. You can't hide from it. You can't ignore the mail. You can't ignore the contacts. You have to deal with them.
But in all sincerity, all seriousness, I think I told you, which is true. Every couple of months, I get letters from the IRS. My God, you know how much money they would save if they sent emails. But I get letters from the IRS. They switch my address. And then a couple of days later, they switch it back. I don't know what's triggering it. But at one point, I would have never opened that envelope. I would have just threw it away because I don't want to deal with these guys.
Yeah, I had a client years ago that told me that he was so afraid of the knock on the door that he wouldn't even order a pizza because he couldn't deal with the anxiety of somebody knocking on the door when he knew that he owed the IRS a couple hundred grand. And so people get immobilized by fear, and it is exactly the wrong thing to do, probably more accurately to not do, is to get immobilized. You've got to take action to get your problem resolved. If you do nothing, the IRS is going to be in automated collection mode, and they're going to go after the money, no doubt about it.
You know, and the fear has been built in over the years, because at one time the IRS did somewhat have unfettered power, did they not?
Oh, no question about it. Absolutely. Before the Restructuring Act in 1997, you know, when it comes to collection especially, they would shoot first and never bother to ask questions. You know, they could levy and seize at a moment's notice. The taxpayer had no real recourse in levy and enforcement action. There was no prior appeal action of any levy processes. So it was always after the fact. In other words, the IRS would always have its hands on your bank account or your paycheck before you were able to do anything. And the appeals processes were extremely limited to the point of almost non-existence. Subsequent to the Restructuring Act in 1997, there were very, very important procedures and protections that were put into the law so that now a person, if you follow the procedures properly and pay attention to the correspondence properly, you never have to get yourself into a situation where you're dealing with paycheck seizures and bank account levies and so on.
All right, and so you know, a real life situation. You've let it go. You've got a shopping bag by your door, and every time you see IRS or federal tax, Internal Revenue Service, you throw the envelopes in the bag, and then you go down to your ATM machine and you go to pull $100 out, and you find out you ain't got nothing because they grabbed it all. In today's world, these are manageable. There are ways to get that back, to get that turned around and start moving forward and working with the IRS, is there not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And when we're talking about levies, just as an example, when the IRS hits a paycheck or a bank account, they put people into a position where they literally have to make a choice between paying their taxes and feeding their families. One of the secrets that the IRS has that nobody knows about, really no one knows, is that the law does not allow the IRS to either execute or maintain a levy in place that is causing a hardship. Hardship is defined as the inability to pay necessary living expenses. So when the IRS hits that paycheck or bank account, Joe, as a matter of law, they must release that levy if it's causing a hardship. The problem is the burden of proof is on the taxpayer. So you have to present evidence to the IRS in the form of a financial statement and documents showing that the money they are taking from you is putting you into an impossible financial situation. It's very easy to do. It's very systematic and step by step. But if you don't know that that option is available to you, you're just going to suffer with the wage levy.
You mean it doesn't tell you that in that little three-page pamphlet they send you?
No, it does not. It does not tell you that.
I'm sorry. I get a kick out of that. And again, this is one of those things. And some of the questions that I get, when they think you're going to be on, or even after you're on. A lot of times I got questions after you're on. They're basic questions, and they're questions that you and I have tackled before, but they're all, I won't say all, the majority of them come from a position of fear, you know, being afraid to even pick up the phone and call the IRS.
And it's understandable, Joe. You know, we got a tax code that consists of more than 4 million words that people don't understand. They know for a fact that the IRS has got levy and seizure powers. There's just no doubt about that. The agency has got powers, you know, beyond most collection agencies for sure. And people know that. You know, they see the news stories. They hear the stories from friends and relatives that got beat up, so to speak, by the IRS, financially at least. And so they know the agency has power, and no one wants to get sideways with the IRS. And when you do get yourself in a jam, there are very few professionals out there that know how to get the problem solved.
Okay. Again, I can only imagine, to your point, having 4 million words in the tax code, that, and the person who picks up the phone can't possibly be familiar with all of those. You had told me once it's kind of like a binder in front of them they have to grab to be able to ask the question, answer the question.
Their training materials and reference materials are so voluminous as to be really unworkable, in terms of answering questions and so on. Now, the good news is that when you're, depending on what particular function you're dealing with in the IRS, you're dealing with people that specialize in that particular area. So we're talking about collection, for example, you're dealing with a revenue officer or an automated collection site representative. These are people that are trained in the area of collection, levies and seizures and notices and so on. And so, you know, if you understand what your rights are with that stuff.
Go ahead. Quick break then. I'm gonna hold you to that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Wednesday evening, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and Hamas. The Qatar foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Henry Kissinger is dead at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut. Kissinger served as national security advisor, later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He did earn a Nobel Peace Prize in 1973.
House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. His family cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
James Comer, chairman of the Oversight Committee. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems to certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, again, like I said to you, you really need to get information, because one of the places that if you have the wrong information or you think you know what you're doing and you don't do it right, where it can cost you a boatload of money is when you're dealing with the IRS, when you're dealing with your taxes. And so, you know, I know we're just off of Turkey Day, and if Uncle Frank told you that, you know, the IRS is illegal and you don't have to pay your taxes, don't listen to him, okay? Just nod your head and smile and say, would you like more gravy on your turkey? And just blow him off, because it doesn't work that way. Dan Pilla is the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online, taxhelponline.com, and you get all the information you need there. And Dan, I always appreciate your time with me very much.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Joe.
So you were saying before, you know, when you get that generic letter in the mail and it says, you know, you're off $840, whatever it is, and you have to pay, I mean, they usually give you a fax number and a way to get in touch with them over it. But then you went on to say that there are people in the IRS that specialize in, whether it's collections or, you know, your tax and your audit and what have you, you can ask specifically to talk to one of those people, could you not?
Yeah, absolutely. It's decentralized, Joe. So when you're dealing with a tax audit situation, you're dealing with an auditor that focuses on your particular area of income. So if you're a small business construction worker, for example, or if you're a self-employed doctor or a lawyer, they have people that focus on these areas of businesses. Now, that doesn't mean they don't make mistakes. They do, particularly when we're talking about tax auditors. But we're talking about the collection function, the collection people, revenue officers in particular. These are the ones that are trained to do the collection elements. They understand what the processes are for getting levies released, bank levies and wage levies released. But the problem, Joe, is this. The burden of proof is on the taxpayer. No matter what area of the IRS you're dealing with very, very few exceptions, there are some exceptions, but they're so narrow, the burden of proof is on the taxpayer. They don't have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. For example, when we were talking before the break about the hardship levies that cause a hardship are illegal. The IRS cannot continue, in effect, a levy causing a financial hardship. That is a levy that's making it impossible for you to pay living expenses. Well, you can't just call them on the phone and say, this levy is causing a hardship, release it, and they'll say, oh, gee, we had no idea. Well, really, you have to prove the hardship. So you got to submit a financial statement. You got to submit earnings information so they know what kind of money you're making per month. And you have to submit proof of your living expenses so that you can demonstrate that with the levy, in effect, you're unable to pay necessary living expenses. The burden of proof is on the taxpayer. When we're talking about a tax audit and the IRS is looking at your tax return and you're a construction, small business construction owner, for example, and you've got expenses for your tools and equipment, expenses for your travel, expenses for your supplies, they say, all right, you've claimed $10,000 worth of expenses for supplies. Prove it. And if you can't prove it, Joe, you don't get the expense. So this is where people fail, is lack of understanding of the burden of proof, the lack of understanding that they have the burden of proof, and lack of understanding on how to carry the burden of proof. And this is what my books are so helpful for. My boss, Small Business Tax Guide, for example, I've identified about 15 or 16, maybe 17 of the most common problems that people have dealing with the IRS, small businesses, that is. And I show you how to carry that burden of proof in every one of these areas so you don't get victimized by the IRS.
So this question has come up before, and I never really gave it some thought to you just talking, that it, you know, if you have to prove, conversations like you got a small construction or handyman business, right? And they say, well, we think you spent a lot more parts. We don't really believe this number. Prove it. And you go looking for receipts, but you don't have receipts that match that number. But your statement where it says Lowe's or Home Depot or, you know, Joe's Hardware Shop matches those numbers. Is the statement proof?
Yeah, absolutely it is. There's six specific techniques that I talk about in my tax audit book, How to Win Your Tax Audit. Six specific techniques for proving deductions. Receipts are one of the techniques. Third-party statements are another technique. So if you've got a business and you've got an account at Lowe's or any one of these home centers, and you get your printout every month and it's got all these individual items listed on there, then that is proof that you purchased that item and that you paid for that item. Now, here's where the catch comes in. When you're buying stuff at Lowe's or you're buying stuff at Home Depot, you know, there's plenty of individual homeowners that buy all kinds of things from these places that bring it to their own home, right? So yep. The question the IRS auditor always asks is, well, how do we know you didn't use that for your own home? How do we know that you put that into somebody else's home? All right, so there's a whole nother level of proof that's required, and that can be done with an affidavit, a statement under penalty of perjury that the individual contractor makes that testifies that these items went into the job. Or if you're a contractor and you're doing things properly and you got a contract for with Mr. and Mrs. Smith to redo their bathroom, well, then you've got a bill of materials that you've used to redo that bathroom, and here's the materials that came from the home center to build the bathroom.
Got it. Yeah, it all makes sense. But, you know, we've been told, we've bought into over the years, you have to have that receipt, you have to have it marked properly, and otherwise they won't take it. And I just feel like that can't be true, because idiots like myself will lose a receipt, you know, like to your point, throw it on the floor, throw it in the back seat, lose it, throw it away with the bag by accident, but it's sitting there on my, you know, statement where I can prove I went there and bought that. So
Now one area where businesses do run into problems, Joe, and that is in the areas of business meals. Now, there is a very, very particular protocol that must be followed when we're talking about business meals. All right, so when you're taking deductions for business meals, then you are required to have notations on a receipt or other documentation that show who you met with and to establish that there was a bona fide business discussion either before, during, or after the meal with either an existing client or a prospective new client or customer. And so you've got to directly tie that business meal, to business activity. It has to be directly connected. And so in that situation, the third-party statements are not going to be enough. So, for example, if I got my credit card bills, and the credit card bills show all these dinners at various restaurants, and I say, oh, yeah, these are all business meals, well, that particular expenditure requires contemporaneous records of a conversation with an individual, and the particulars of the, it doesn't have to be an elaborate discussion, but it's got to be a, you know, a 4 or 5 word explanation, met with Mr. and Mrs. Smith, discussed new bathroom. You know, it's got to be something like that to tie that to a business purpose.
What if Friday's pizza day? Okay, and every Friday you get a construction. You bring the construction crew, $100 worth of pizzas every Friday because they work so hard all week long. Is that something you can write off because they're employees? They're not.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, there's two rules with respect to business meals. The first one is the rule that allows you to deduct 50% of your business meals, right? That's the general rule. And so if I go out and entertain clients, or you go out and entertain potential advertisers, for example, then you've got a 50% deduction for business meals. You spend $100, you get to write off 50. But if you're spending money specifically in a work environment for your employees, for the convenience of the employer, then that's 100% deduction. So if I've got my construction crew in my office on Friday afternoon and it's pizza day and we bring the pizzas into the office, then that's 100% deduction for that type of expenditure.
Now, see, this fellow says that he's been told that he can't buy lunch for his employees. Being in the construction world, he buys lunch for them several times a week, but he doesn't write it off.
No, I don't know why. I don't know why you wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Oh. Okay, see, you got the. That's why you listen here, because you have the expert telling you what you can and can't do. Hey, again, we fall into these little traps that you hear all the time, what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do, how you're allowed to pay, how you're not allowed to pay, and it makes a difference. So we're going to go for a commercial. We'll be back in a few minutes. They got some questions on end-of-year expenses. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air. And the chat room, texting and tweeting and doing truly, is it tweeting or Xing? I can't get it straight. Whatever. Truly, paying attention and doing what's right. Ford has finally gone eco-friendly. Seriously. They've decided to pick. Point. They're not going to buy into the EV program anymore. They're not selling. They're expensive. They don't do what they say they're going to do. And I'm hoping the others follow suit here soon. But let me bring them on. I always have a good time when Dan Pilla joins us. As he is the tax man. Kind of brings your blood pressure. You know, when you hear the IRS, I know your blood pressure goes up 20 points. But when you talk to Dan, it goes down 22 points. So, Dan, I always appreciate your time with me as well. Before we get rolling, let's tell people how they get help from you, where to buy your books, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, you go to my website, joetaxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind, taxhelponline.com. Buy any book off my website at any price point, doesn't matter how much it is. You get a 15-minute phone consultation directly with me. So you read your book, you write your questions down, or you don't read the book. You just have questions about your personal situation. Just get a book, get a consultation with me. I'll walk you through your situation and get you on track to getting a solution.
But, Dan, you kind of fly over some of those things from a standpoint of you've got a lot of families that have secondary incomes in the home where they're doing, they have a second job. You know, I know a family where they do stained glasses for offsetting to bring some income in. You know what I'm saying? They have these little businesses in their homes. Your small business tax guy too will help them understand the gotchas and what they have to do to watch over that, right?
Oh, no question about it. That book, Joe, was 40 years in the making. And I've been in this business. I've been in the tax litigation world for over 40 years. I think we're up around 43 years right now.
Wow.
And all of my experience, and I've represented hundreds and hundreds of small businesses at every level of the IRS, including in the United States Tax Board. So I've seen every kind of problem that businesses face. The Small Business Tax Guide is based on a compilation of all of those problems. What are the I gotchas, to use your phrase, that businesses get clobbered with by the IRS, they get blindsided with? And what are they? How to avoid them? That's what the Small Business Tax Guide is all about. So if you've got your own small business, you need that tax guide for sure.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, even though you, and again, I love my CPA, not CPA, what is she? She's, you've got a special name for the ones that do taxes.
Enrolled agent, maybe?
Yeah, that's it. And I've had for like 25 years, okay? And we've had a little issues here and there, but for the most part, I trust her. She goes out, she tries to get the information properly and what have you, but she's made mistakes. So this is what I tell people. You buy a book like yours, you get you involved in it, because a second set of eyes, especially with the IRS, is never a bad thing, you know?
No, that's very true. And you know, enrolled agents and CPAs are excellent at preparing tax returns, but the vast majority of them have no experience in defending the returns, Joe. Yep. They don't have any experience in audits and appeals. They definitely don't have any experience in tax court. So you need to have some reference material from somebody that's seen the litigation cases.
Yep.
Where does the IRS, how does the IRS get, how are they successful in challenging these returns? How is a taxpayer successful in defending them? That's what you need to know.
All right. So this one's a quick one for you, I'm sure, which is the there was a notice recently that the IRS was backing away from the $600 transfer reports on PayPal. And what I read out of it, though, was these aren't personal. Like, if I send my daughter $600 through PayPal, nobody has to report that. These are business transfers, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's business transactions, Joe. That's exactly right.
Yeah, so some of you guys that are wigging out because, you know, PayPal and Venmo somehow, I don't use Venmo, but they're somehow tied together, and these guys are going, oh, my God, you mean if I do? No, relax. Take a breath. And let's not get crazy about it, okay? Let's see. Bonuses. Here's a couple of business owners that have talked about cash bonuses at Christmas time. Is it a smart move? Is it okay to do? And what do they do to cover their butts if they want to give all 10 employees a $200 cash bonus?
Yeah, you can give them $2 million cash if you want to. That's not a problem. You just it's got to be treated as wage income, Joe. That's simple as that. So that means if you want your employees to walk out the door with $200 cash, gross the payment up, right, to $250 or $260, do the withholding on the $250 so they net their $200, and then it goes on to their W-2 as wage income, because that's what it is. The bonus from the employer is still taxable income to the employee. So that's the key, is just doing the reporting.
Now, I think the question alludes to, if it was me, I'd be saying, what if I want to hand him two $100 bills?
That's fine. Just, as I said, though, gross it up so that for reporting purposes, you paid them $250, let's say, or $260, and then you withhold the $60 from their paycheck, from their pay, and you give them two crisp $100 bills.
Okay.
It still shows up on their W-2 form.
Got it. All right. Let's see. Okay. Some items to pay before the end of year. Like, if I see my company's making a lot of money, okay, small company, but we're making a lot of money, and I want to try to reduce my tax liability, what's some of the expenses that I might be able to pull off? One question was, can I make my next year's income tax payment in this year to bring that down? That doesn't sound right, but whatever.
Well, it depends what income tax payment we're talking about. You can pay your state income taxes in 2023, right, and claim a deduction for the state income taxes on your 2023 tax return. Most people don't pay their state income taxes until 2024, so you get the deduction in the year that it's paid. The problem with state income taxes is now the deduction for state and local taxes is capped at $10,000. So you got to look at what your liability is and if you paid up to the $10,000 point already or not. If you have, it's not going to help you. But the general answer to the question about what expenses I can pay is real simple, Joe, and that is any expense necessary to earn income is tax deductible for a business, all right? So the key is the expense somehow linked to the operation of your business? Do you as the business owner foresee that this expenditure is going to somehow benefit your business? You are the judge of that. The IRS is not. So any expense that you incur for the purposes of earning income, that is to say, making your business more successful, is a tax deduction.
So if you want to pay your business consultant ahead of time, if you want to look at some of the equipment that you were thinking about replacing and you've had an exceptional year, don't think about it. Just go ahead and replace it.
Absolutely. Because when we're talking about hard assets, like, you know, computers or photocopy machines or these types of things, you get the so-called 179 deduction as well, which I think is about $250,000 that you can write off. And write off, as opposed to depreciating equipment, you can deduct up to $250,000 worth of hard equipment purchases that you would otherwise have to depreciate, but you got to make that election on the tax return to do that, and the expenditure has got to be done before the end of the year in order to get the benefit in 2023.
Got it. Okay, I mean, it's really interesting. They got some great questions here. You know, do you pay taxes up front to try to write them off this year? They went to bonuses. What else do they have here? Yeah, I'm always amazed at some of the little things. I don't even think of as small businesses. We got about, I don't know, 2 minutes left. What is one of the, you know, coming out into this year? I don't know what new tax items have been put on in the tax rolls. What are one of the areas you really see? Because I hear they're going after small businesses. One of the areas that you see them really going after.
Yeah, they are going after small businesses, Joe, and one area they're focusing on right now is the employee retention credit. You know, the employee retention credit was a huge cash boon to businesses in 2020 and 2021. And if you paid wages as a business during three quarters in 2020 and three quarters, maybe four in 2021, depending on what the fourth quarter was, you can get a cash refund from the IRS, and there are businesses out there that are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of refunds, but the IRS is now really cracking down on the employee retention credit for not only just new claims, but claims that have already been filed. The IRS actually issued a moratorium in September on processing employee retention credit claims because they believe that there's a high level of erroneous claims being filed. So if you're a small business and you kept your employees on the payroll in 2020 and 2021, you need to look at the employee retention credit, but you got to be careful about who you have help you make that claim because there are folks out there that are making bogus claims.
Yeah, I couldn't go a day without two or three calls coming from those people. But listen, Dan, always a pleasure to have you on me. God bless. Thanks for doing what you're doing. And bringing my blood pressure down when it comes to the IRS.
That's my pleasure, Joe. Always a pleasure to be on there.
Thanks. All right. I'm Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break. And I mean a lot more.